Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas is joining us now for a Monday morning conversation. Mayor, thank you for your time. When you had your chat with Bloomberg the other day, in which you welcomed migrants to Kansas City, did you envision that it would stir up the kind of response that it has?
You know, I probably did not. I even said in the interview, for those who care to read it, which appears to be very few of our statewide elected officials, that it was a welcome to those who are lawfully here, have lawful work permits, or the types of folks who are following the rules and are just looking for work in an outstanding community. This is no different than when a mayor says we want people from other parts of our country to come settle in KC, which if you think about it, is kind of Mayor 101. And, you know, I understand some questions, and I think we've tried to make clear in the interview, it just notes that this is not something that's unusual for Kansas City to welcome folks. But, you know, I think there are a lot of other people who are trying to exploit it purely for political reasons. Both the lieutenant governor and the attorney general of Missouri are running for office right now. I think their comments relate to that. They're claiming that someone's talking about illegal immigration, which is just not factual. They're claiming that Kansas City is trying to become a sanctuary city, which is not only not factual, but also impossible, the state control of our police department. It was disappointing. And I think particularly at a time when a number of folks in our community are getting to recognize Passover, a story of welcoming strangers and foreigners in different places after others had gone through so much challenge and tragedy over time. I just don't think that this is the type of message that this community is about. I think Kansas City is made better in its rich diversity. I think we have always had responsible immigration and migration to our community, and those who are lawfully present here, we should not be sending a message to say they're not welcome.
Were you surprised by some of the pushback here?
You know, I think anytime you talk about a few key issues, it just gets certain people who are quickly trying to exploit it. But you know what? Actually, the Attorney General of Missouri kind of gave up the jig in his first press release. He sent this two-page letter on Twitter that had absolutely no legal effect at all, that people later did a study and said, what is he even threatening? He threatened legal action of some sort. And then the question was, what are you even talking about, right? What type of legal action is there? If there's somebody who's lawfully present in the United States, you can't keep them from coming here. And then he kind of did a broadside against the Biden administration and all those other things. I mean, I understand politics. I understand politics pretty well. And I think there are a lot of people who are trying to play it. But when distilled down to its core, all we're saying is Kansas City, cool place to work. Make sure that your affairs are in order, whether you're a United States citizen or you're here lawfully permitted from a green card or some other lawful presence. And that's how Kansas City has grown for years in any number of generations. I have heard from a number of people who are from immigrant communities over the weekend who did express some concern in the pushback to people. And I've told them this, you know, my family came to Kansas City from Alabama generations ago, and likely we're not welcomed by some, but we're welcomed by others. And I think we're all proud of how this can make Kansas City a better place over the years. I absolutely stand by lawful migration throughout the country. It happens every day. And I think I stand by us being a welcoming community. I just shudder to think, you know, how sad it is in a world when you say that all are welcome, which in many ways is a fundamental thing that I know I grew up learning in Sunday school at my church, and it becomes some big political hubbub.
One of the big things that we hear, even independent of your remarks last week, is the need for affordable housing. And obviously you're saying to others, hey, come to Kansas City. This is a great place to be. Are you concerned that that'll create even more pressure on affordable housing?
I'm not concerned. My thought on housing is this, is that we actually have to have a serious conversation about how we can actually build more housing in Kansas City. And so to me, it's not a question of, do we not want any new people? I mean, let's distill some of the politics from it, right? I mean, what would you think if a mayor started saying, no one come, no one new come, right? We are just fine. And then all of a sudden you deal with issues of no new arrivals or anything like that. In many ways, the cities that people talk about, your Austins of the world and others, are growing, much of that through both domestic and international migration. And so for us, I think the story of affordable housing, and I'm a mayor who's proud to have invested more in affordable housing than anyone in this city's history, almost combined in terms of previous years and previous mayors. What we're saying is, yeah, we need to address all of them. We need to make sure we continue to invest in schools. We need to invest in housing so that when we have people come here, they are welcome. And we need to make sure that it'll be affordable and attainable. That's why we have a $75 million housing trust fund. That's why currently there's an ordinance before city council to put $8 million more into low barrier shelters and other opportunities for those who are experiencing homelessness. You know, this is not an either or. And, you know, I reject those who say Kansas City can't do anything unless it addresses everything else. There will always be challenges in a community, in a city as diverse and as big as ours. But that does not mean that we don't continue to do our part, I think, frankly, as Americans, in making sure that we are welcoming those who are lawfully here, making sure that we are building safe and stable communities long term, and more than anything, making sure that Kansas City is a place that we can all be proud of in its incredibly rich diversity, that if you go to the historic Northeast today, when you'll see Haitian, Somali, Latino populations of different countries that we're proud of and I think make us better.
Mayor, over the last couple of weeks, we've had 3 children wounded or killed by gunfire in our city. Obviously, it's bad enough when we lose adults, when we lose our teenagers to gun violence, but when we are talking about children, it's a whole other thing. Have you been in touch with these families?
You know, I have not been able to talk to the families. Usually we let the full police investigation go first before we touch base. That's just the nature of some of these things and prosecutions. I will say this, in this situation, I think you are dealing with different challenges in our community. Some is gunfire, somewhat random gunfire in our community, which is incredibly troubling. Some of which is gunplay and perhaps mishandling of firearms. Some of which may even relate to other types of situations like drug dealing and beyond. All of them are tragic. The common dominant denominator in each is the presence of firearms in the hands of people who should not have them. And so I think first, I would always make this case for some, make sure you're securing your firearms, both that children don't play with them or that others aren't accidentally discharged in any situations, and certainly that your guns aren't getting stolen. I think that's one step. I think another important step, though, is to ask the community at a certain point, you know, just keep children out of harm's way. You know, in this era of shootouts and so many of the other broader community concerns that we see, it's amazing how many reckless individuals are firing near children. How many reckless individuals don't seem to care if there is someone who might be impacted? And that, to me, is something that I think is the most threatening of all. So we will talk to these families. We do have intervention and prevention folks who visit with these folks all the time. They come from the Kansas City Police Department, our social workers, and beyond. We'll make sure there's help for them. But more than anything, we hope to work through this summer to ensure there are not more young people shot as we get into the warm weather months.
Mayor, we know you're busy. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.